So we're going to do the sugya of Baba Machtaris. It's a well-known area. Yeah. And it's only, it's just about a blot. I think we get to almost all of it. Not that long. It's in Sanhedrin Ayin Bei Zaman Aleph. All right, so let's start with the psukim. So what is it? Shmos, Chaf Bei Zaftu Bei. So what does the Torah tell us? All right, so what's a machteres? A tunnel. All right, so what's the guy doing?
He's burrowing.
He's breaking in. If you want to use a B&E, that's fine. Breaking and entering. Well, you'll see that actually is applicable here. But he's breaking in your house. So how is he going to get into your house? He tunnels in. Okay? Right. Today, what will be today's version of that?
Hamas.
No. So you see a guy picking your lock. Okay? So what happens? So the Torah says, the hukah vames.
Yeah.
Ein lo damim. All right. Okay. So literally, what does that mean?
You kill him and he dies.
Well, you strike him.
And he dies.
And he dies.
There is no recompensation.
Okay. Fine. Im zarach Hashem eshalav. So if the sun shines upon him.
What does that mean?
You'll see. The Gemara is going to darshan it out. Yeah, we're going to be. Well, all right. If the Gemara, the Rashi gets on the ground. The Gemara is going to darshan that out. But if the sun shines upon him, obviously it doesn't mean that. Okay. All right, so it means that basically, if it's a case of what's called yesh lo damim, which we'll get to what that is later, all right, but it's a case of yesh lo damim, and Rashi in the Mishnah will explain what that is. So then, what do we say? So there, you can't kill the guy, okay, and therefore, he's got to pay back that which he took, okay. All right, so let's just understand, just to run it a bit. What's the objective of the Baal Machteris? What's he trying to do?
Steal
something, okay. So let's take your prized possession. It's easy to use the case like that. That's a good case. The Babe Ruth baseball mitt. So he's tunneling into your house. He's breaking in to get the Babe Ruth baseball mitt, right? That's his objective. Okay. So take a look at the, let's take a look at Rambam first. Here's a good start, just to get like some background.
Hilchos
Geneva, Parak Tess.
Parak Tess, Halacha Zion, Test.
Yes. So let's start with Halacha Zion.
All right.
Hababa Macharis. All right, so if a guy tunnels into your house, don't worry about the fact that he says night or day, also Gemara's take that up, but no matter what time of day the person tunnels into your house or is breaking into your house, I don't know about that, but anyway, Ein lo damim. What does Ein lo damim mean? Okay, Ella, but that's, what does that really mean though? What? If he did what? Which means what? Right. Ella im hargo balabais. That's a very important lashon. That's always important to be very careful with what he's saying. He's saying that, so if the owner, right, or, and we'll take that up also, or anyone else, if anyone else kills the guy, they're pater. So obviously what's indicating, if that's true, how do we define the robber?
He's not a robber.
No, forget, don't get so fancy yet. What's his status?
Dead.
Right? He's kames dummy. Right? He's like a dead person. Because that's the reason why not only can the Baal Bayis kill him, but anyone else can kill him too. Right? Okay. Well, you got to, what do you mean? It's not a reason why. I'm saying that's what his status is.
Yeah, that's
where do we see a pre? So then the Rambam says, so one statement is, which again, the Gemara is going to Gemara takes up all these things. Every Havamina is going to be taken out. But you can kill him when? It doesn't matter if it's during the week or on Shabbos. You'll wait to see the Havamina by Shabbos. It's a funny Havamina. You'll see. It's a funny thing. And then also, the other thing is, B'chol Misa, and any way you can kill a guy, right? You don't need to worry about how to kill him. Because what would you have thought?
You can kill him with the methods of Beis Din?
The most humane way.
Well, what do you mean by the methods of Beis Din?
One of the four methods.
Why would you think that? How are you going to steal on the guy? How would you steal on the guy? What are you going to throw him off a cliff?
The guy
breaks into your house, you drag the guy out? All right. So it says, Shiner Mar Ein Lo Damim. Okay, fine.
Right.
Fine. Then the Rambam says, Ve'echad Abav Machteres. Okay, fine. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to actually tunnel, right? It could be any other, any other sneaking way of entering into your house, okay? Rov HaGanavim. All right, so we'll take his word for it. That's the normal way to rhyme someone. Okay, now, this is funny. U'neimah. So how could it be? Now this is, remember, this is Yadach, this is the Mishnah Torah. This is not the Mor Nevuchim. But you still see the Rambam's bother. He says, how could it be that the Torah goes ahead and says that you're allowed to basically kill the guy, even though he's there for what kind of, what purpose? Right, Iskei Mamon. He's there just to steal.
This poor guy,
right?
Just wants to take your
stuff. Right. Right. Lefi.
Lefi Shechez Hato, Shechim Aman Ba'alham Ba'is, Bebanav, Menaho, Umnao, Yihar Genu.
Amazing. So what, there's a chazaka here. I mean, this is a strange chazaka, right?
Is it?
Yes, it is. Because what's a chazaka? The chazaka is that what's going to happen? The balabais will do what?
Right, stop him.
Right, because he's going to protect his property. So it's the Babe Ruth mitt. You don't want the Babe Ruth mitt to be stolen. So what is the guy? Hold on. The balabais is going to stand up, and he's going to defend himself. 1 second. So therefore, what happens? So therefore, the nimsa zeh nichnas the beis chaver lignov, and therefore the robber who's coming in to steal says what? Well, he's kirodev achar chaver lahargo. Right, he's like a rodev. But why is he like a rodev? Because he knows that you are going to defend the baseball mitt, right? And that you're going to. If I sneak in your house and I try to take your baseball mitt, okay, you're going to do what? You're going to try and stop me from doing it violently, okay? That could very well lead to my potential death. So what am I? So I'm taking into account that if that happens, what am I going to do to you?
That's why you're getting first.
What get you first? Thus, so what? We're going to discuss that. Yes.
When this is by, why was I meant to specify by master? It should apply by anything.
Right. Okay. Fine. All right. So now take a look at the Mishnah. Okay. No, that's going to come up later. We'll get into that. Well, okay, fine. Let's do the Hilchos Ritzeiach one. Do the Hilchos. I didn't mean that order. Let's just look at the Hilchos Ritzeiach one real quickly.
Okay.
Because you notice he says this is Kir Rodev. What's a regular? I only brought that in for one reason. What's a regular Rodev? Right. Well, it's interesting. So we're leaving Hilchos Ganeva and we're going into where? Hilchos Rotzeach. The halacha of Rodev is found in Hilchos Rotzeach. Right. The halacha of Baal Machteris is found in Hilchos Ganeva. That's already a hint of what?
It can't be.
Well, it can't be what? It's not obviously. It can't be pure Rodev, because then where would the Rama put it? In Hilchos Ritzeiach and Ushmiras Nefesh.
Well, it's also thinking about where you put things.
What?
Unless you put it thinking
about right, unless you're. Right, unless. Right, so we don't endorse vigilante killing. In other words, if a guy's a murderer, right, you don't we don't take it into our own hands to kill the guy. Rather, we bring in the Beis Din, right? Okay, Shinar Mar Vlimus Rotzeach Adam Dov Ne'eda Lemishpat. V'huadin. Right, so a guy's got to be brought to court, right? That's very important, right? So what do you see? You see that when it comes to Rodev, right? Now let's pick our situation, Rodev. What's the situation? Whatever we're going to use. What case you want to use? Okay, a guy's coming at you with a hacksaw, okay? The big hacksaw?
No, small one.
Small one, okay. Come at you with a hacksaw, right? And you see, there's Reuven's coming after Shimon with a hacksaw. And Josh sees that happening. What does Josh have to do?
He's chayiv to kill Reuven.
Right, you're chayiv to kill Reuven, to stop him.
To stop him.
To save the
Nirdaf.
Yeah. What? Well, you're correct.
Right.
Mitzuvah Mahatzel Nirdaf Miyad Rodev, right? And even if that means killing the Rodev. Okay? So for example, did I put that in the next halacha also?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for example, Ketzad. And also, Vimichol Mahatzilo Be'ever Me'evrei HaRodev.
Right.
Right? That's actually the most important one. In other words, what does that mean? What's Ram saying?
If you're able to save him without killing the Reuven.
Right. Because you got to, like, you know, aim, let's say you have a gun and you could stop Reuven from killing Shimon. You got to aim for, like, the leg.
What?
You might miss. But you try.
Amazing. It says him is a rare, right?
Right, if he was correct.
Even though he wasn't a Avodah Zarah, you
correct.
Have to warn him.
Correct. Correct. Okay.
There's no idea like that.
No. So we're gonna have to understand. We're gonna have to understand how Baal Macheres is like Rodef. Because it doesn't seem like Rodef at all. Who's much more lenient? What do you mean by lenient?
Lenient in the sense that we can do whatever we want in a sense.
You mean that
we don't have to worry about you have to aim for the legs or whatever.
Not necessarily. That's not true. We don't know that. That's not true. Well, that's not true.
Yeah, you anything
that's true, but that's not, but you know. But if anything, I would argue that our case is it's even weirder that you should be able to kill a guy.
Right.
Why should you be able to kill a guy?
Okay.
Yeah, I can understand.
Yeah,
right.
I agree.
Okay, so let's just stick with that question for now.
In our case, factually, it seems like it's more lenient.
I don't know about that. Let's go through. You got to go through everything first.
Yeah.
All right. So what does the Mishnah say? Let's take a look at the Mishnah. An Ayin Beis of an Aleph in Sanhedrin. Okay. So the Baba Machteris, and Rashi says what?
So Rashi says, Baba Machteris, Sha'amar Torah Yehareg.
The Torah says you can kill a guy.
Nidon Alshem Sofa. Vokato the Machatil, Yishuk Sofa of the Harag, Baba Vais, Tishayamo Negdo, Hasilamona.
Alright, so why is the Mishnah using this Lashon, Nidon Alshem Sofa? Yeah, okay, but why does he use that Lashon? Why does he specifically use that Lashon? Because in the Mishnah before, by the case of Ben Sor Mora, what do we do by the case of Ben Sor Mora? Well, the Mishnah there says, Ben Sor Mora, Nidon Lashem Sofo. Right? Same with, so too here. Okay? Now, what is Rashi telling you? That even though the guy didn't kill, he didn't kill anybody. Okay? We don't know. In fact, I would say, from a probability standpoint, he's not going to kill anybody. He's not. He's going to tunnel in, or break in, get the baseball mitt, and leave. The odds are the guys. What?
And the stores and barrels.
I'm sorry?
And the stores and barrels.
No. The odds are that.
Actually, I'm focusing with the wrong one.
What?
You seem to be disagreeing with the wrong.
Who is?
You.
How many disagree with wrong?
You seem to say probability that you won't kill anybody. Wrong seems to say probability. So dumb. All right.
Okay. Now, if the guy tunnels in and does what?
Breaks
a barrel. What do you mean break a barrel? I mean, what is that talking about? Alright, okay, right. He had some sort of damage. Did he have intention?
No.
We don't know. You'll see. Not so simple. Alright, let's zoom now. Let's zoom now. I did the old I elbowed. We'll use Josh's glass what?
Cooking
vase that you cook with.
The Hebrew makes water gun.
Right, okay. And what happens? When I break into your house, what do? I knock it over. Okay? Don't forget if it's accidental or not, I knock it over. All right. So what do we say? Im yesh lo damim chayev. Then what does yesh lo damim mean? Rashi.
Im yesh lo damim. Im ein ra'i lo nimari kegon av ol hamen. Tanya lekaban ein haben. Roshai leharik es ha'av.
Es aviv. Habal lo materis. So we see the son, a son is not allowed to do what?
Kill the father.
Right. If it's a situation of ba'al lo materis.
Why?
Right. Except for the fact that he's tunneling into your house, right? So it's an unbelievable idea. I mean, it's an incredible idea. I mean, you gotta like laugh when you read something like this, right? You gotta say so like, what kind of idea is this? You're telling me he's breaking in to your house, right?
It only goes so far.
What do you mean go so far? No, you'll see. The Gemara is going to qualify this later on. It turns out it's not as clear as Rashi's saying. But for now, what's Rashi telling you? Since it's pops, right? What can you say? No. Right. It does?
Yes. No, of course it makes sense.
Right, so he's not coming to... there's no issue of murder here. Yeah. Rather what? V'hava... Right, so he would never try and kill his son if he's trying to protect his property. That doesn't come into the equation. Okay, fine. So therefore, that's one issue. If he comes to stand up and defend himself, right, to for his money, right? What? Means he's defending his what do you call it? The Gemara doesn't have the same lashon.
It's
Right. Because what's he doing? He doesn't want you to take the base on it. So now here's the more important part, though. Chayav. L'shalem ha-chavis kishar mazik. Right? So if when breaking in, if it's a case of yesh lo damim, right? So what's he obligated to do? He's considered, which sounds like what? Normal? Normal geneva. Okay? Now, what about the opposite? Im ein lo damim pakar. So Rashi says, ein lo damim. That's amazing. Well, slow down. So 1 second. So like any situation, right? Why? Because like any other guy, shenitim rishos lebalabayis lehorgo. Right? Since the balabayis is allowed to kill him, he's pater milashalim. Why? The chiyuv misa. Right. You have two. We'll say you have two things coming together. You have at this point it's chayv misa and chayv tashlumin. Right. And they're coming together. Hisru Bahan. Right. So you see this, whatever, there's a precedent for such a thing. Okay? So that's another amazing idea. So if it's a case of Ein Lo Damim, if it's a normal case of Baal Machteris, and I happen to damage something in your house in the act of stealing, right? I happen to damage something. Turns out, what does this site say? What's the mission tell you? You're putter. You're putter from paying back. Why? Because when you have Misa and Tashlumin come together, right? What's the problem there? Well, we're going to go with which one?
Misa.
Okay? We're going to go with the worst of the two. What? How are you going to go with both? Because it's a principle. It's a formula. That's just the way it is. I'm not going to get into that. That's a separate question. That's a universal question. How does that work? I don't know. Right, exactly. That's just the way it is. Okay? All right. All right, so now let's look at the Gemara. Amarava.
Amarava, my time in the Machteris.
Chazaka, one hold on. My time in Machteris. So why should this be? Rashi, my time in Machteris. Unishama. So what is there? So you see the Gemara's by the way. That's the Ram, obviously, not the Ram, by the way. The Gemara's bothered by this idea. How could it be? What's the reason to say that that you have the right that he's as if he's got? Look at the Rashi's lashon. Kimisha ain lo damu neshama, right? He's like as if he's he's basically dead, right? And you're allowed to kill him as a result. How could that be? It's a chazaka. V'hai meimar amar. We'll come back to that. Below Shavikli. Kalina Lai. Right? Right. So therefore what? That's our Amra. Hashkei Mohargo. You have the right to preempt it. So again, Rashi, Chazaka. Lay. V'amar lach Torah, ein lo damim. Me'achashu ba'al archa, hashkeim atal argo. So Rashi's not adding that much, but what's the principle here? In other words, why, like we were saying before, why are you allowed to kill the guy?
Because
right, in other words, that's the key. In other words, it's only through this confrontation that you can say that. So, yeah, so what do you make of that? You buy that? Really?
Totally.
Of course, because the Gemara said, look at the Chiddush Yeran. He says this. Look, he says, Vadai. You gotta tell me that every Ganava breaks in is coming in for what purpose? Right.
Right.
Right, but rather what? Rather, Baal Bayis is who omed kenegdo al menas laharog im lo yaniach lo sakelim. The Baal Bayis, he stands next to him, and he says, you know, if you don't give me back my kelim, I'm going to kill you. Miyad, sha'af bi she'enu b'din lahargo, right? Even though I'm not, even mipi din, I really can't kill the guy. Al kain, al kach, should be al kain. Chazaka, she'in al damam et asam amono. V'aganav shehu yodea zeh. Right? The ganav knows this ahead of time. Kishu omei kenegdal iski nefashasu omei. Right? V'hu shehizchel b'meriva. Right? Uba machteres asawa kasav rodef. V'amar she'in lo damam. Right? So it's an amazing thing. So you're not, you can't, it's not that the guy, what is he trying to tell you? It's not that the guy, like, plans out, I'm going to murder the person I'm robbing. Rather, what? He knows that if the Meriva would take place, what could end up happening as a result of Meriva? Right, he may have to come to kill the guy. So he's going in, preparing himself for that possibility. That defines him as a Rodev. That's an interesting idea. I don't know, I'm not so comfortable with that. That's what he says, Rodev. But who's it? The Rambam says Kerodev. And let me say, no, but if it were really a Rodev, then where should it have been here? You're right, Duran says, I know, but I'm not sure if they're arguing. I'm just saying, but you see from the Rambam that it's in Hilchos Geneva. It's a type of Geneva, right? He is calling him Rodev, but it's still not the same example as a regular Rodev. I mean, I'm shocked that you don't see that difference. To me, there's a big difference between the two.
Why?
Because a Rodev, I'm not saying differently from you guys, just try to put it like a, in other words, like this. In other words, there's no question the result here is the same, right? Potentially, right? That's guy got in the bed. Right, and I do think that halacha is trying to say, and at this point, is that the maisa of Baal Machteris, of tunneling in, is a maisa of Rodev. But the question is that it doesn't, it seems a lot different, right? No, because the thing's like this. Why is it like Rodev? What do you mean ki Rodev? It means that the maisa of Baal Machteris is a maisa of Rodev, right? But what's the problem, though? This is, I think, what you're trying to get at, right? The problem is, there's nothing nicker in the maisa whatsoever. He's trying to kill the guy. You understand? Or that's the chiddush here. Is that normally by Rodev, what do you have that, what quality exists in Rodev that tells you it's Rodev?
God in hell.
It's nicker, right? It's nicker in the mice itself. I'm coming after you with a knife, right? So I know now I'm able to say, hey, Reuven's trying to kill Shimon. There's nothing nicker in the mice here. What's nicker in the mice? He's tunneling into the house. He's picking the lock. There's nothing nicker in that mice. Yet, what do we see? He's a Rodev. See, that's the Gemara's first step. The Gemara's saying that it's taking this idea of chazaka and really pushing as far as it can go. It's saying that here it is, we look at it as if the result is one of Rodev, therefore we're going to define the mice as Rodev. But why is it different than a regular Rodev case? Why can we start playing with Geneva? See, if it were a true Rodev, it would never be in Hilchos Geneva. You'll see, it's actually probably a din in Geneva. No, because it's saying that it's lacking, there's nothing nicker in the mice itself that tells me it's mice hariga. You can't tell me that tunneling in is a maisa hariga, but chasing after someone with a knife, that's an action of trying to kill.
So what would be different if he's tunneling in with a gun?
What do you mean?
Well, my question is, okay, let me out to part work. My time up.
Slow down. Always so fast. So Rav says, guess what? You could deduce something very interesting from this. What could you deduce? You could say, Habab Machteres, right? And what does he do?
Natal
Kehlem. And, what does Natal Kehlem mean?
He takes some stuff.
So I take Koppel's mitt. And then what do? I go back. Where's Yatsamin?
Back in the hole.
I go home. Right? No, we're back in the home and I go home. Okay? From the hole to the home. I'm putter. No, what? That putter from what?
You're
what? meaning what? That's an unbelievable premise. Rav's premise is astonishing. That's Rav is going to take him to, what do you call it? Why is it such an astonishing premise?
You still right. Have to be yours.
1 second. So think about it. If I broke into your house, if I let's say I went into, let's say you have an open locker here, it's wide open, and I steal something from you, okay? Am I chayv to pay you back? Of course, right? Of course. Yet here, this is brilliant. Take the risk, if I want your baseball mitt, and I can want to keep it, take the risk of Baba Machtera, so you don't wake up, right? Yeah. Avoid the possibility of you killing me. Once I take that mitt and I leave your house and I go home, guess what?
It's yours.
It's mine. That's it. That's a crazy idea. What? Okay. No, the Rashi says, Hababa Machteres, Chasar Sabayas Mamish. Oh, right. Pater. Milach Zirum, Af Vishem Kayamin. He doesn't have to give them back, even though what?
He stole
them. Well, even though they're still intact. Now, again, how does he learn this out? Right? Because the Mishnah says, Shiver Asachavis, if I break the Kalim when I go in, what do I say? You'll see this is the second part of the Gemara. Potter, that's who's going to learn it from. Okay, but right now, what do we see from Rav? We see from Rav that the guy gets off scot-free. It's an amazing, as the skeptics like to say, loophole, right? You want a good loophole out of the system? break into a guy's house, right? Steal his stuff, and it's yours, right? You're pater. You're pater for paying back. Okay. So what the Gemara says, my time, huh?
My time.
Be. Da. Kandinahu, right? Kandinahu, I guess.
Yeah.
Rashi.
Yeah, my time at Bidam Kandinahu. Between not in the Fosho Kandinahu, Ha'oil, Yechayim, Misa, Ve.
Likichasam. Now, be very careful what he's saying here. He's not saying what Rashi's saying in the Mishnah. He's saying something different. What's he saying? What does that mean? You guys do the Gemara. What's he saying? When, I mean.
He acquired them with the blood of his soul.
Bidamei Nafsho Kanan, right? So when did he make? Now we got to be very careful, Lashon here. B'dibei nafsho kinaan, which means what happened? Okay, there was an acquisition here. He acquired it, but when did he acquire it? What state was he in? Well, chayv misa, right? So at the point where he's chayv misa, what does he do? He makes a kinyan, right? No, that's not what he's saying. So he's saying hol b'nischayv misa b'li kikasam. So the moment he takes them. Right? Well, yeah, sort of. The moment he takes them, he's chayev, right? He's chayev to do what? He's chayev misa.
Yeah, but so if it's a real Kenyan, then he's still chayev misa.
Say it again?
You can't pay someone.
No, but 1 second. Well, okay, but let's follow the logic. If you're going to tell me, let's pretend you're going to apply the idea of if you're chayev both misa and what do you call it? And you're chayev both misa and tashlumin, that misa wins out. Right? What would one way of learning this argument be? That makes a lot of sense when?
When you break.
When I'm. No, forget breaking. Right. What happens the moment I leave your house? No. There's no more Misa anymore. You can't kill the guy after he leaves. What? Oh, that you would think. No. Right. You're correct. In other words, like this. Right. In other words, right. That's going to be the problem. In other words. Right, so that's why it's not an idea of the two coming together. It's saying that the moment the guy makes the acquisition, right, and he's chayav, in other words, he makes the acquisition in the state where he's chayav misa, okay. But what happens automatically? It becomes his, right. So if it becomes his, he's putter. It's mine. It's my baseball mitt, right? Mine.
When you apply for the shavar kli after you lose your misa,
why? No, if it's a Kenyan, what's the difference? What? It's still no, but even so, but that still means what do you call it? There's a Kenyan there. I mean, the guy knocked it over. Let's assume the case is where the guy picked it up and dropped it. Make it easier, okay? In that case, but that's really what it's talking about. In other words, he broke that which he was trying to steal. So you should also say he's pater. Okay. So look what the Gemara says. So Amar Rava. So he's trying to explain Rav. See, what is Rav obviously saying? Lo, okay. So Rav is saying that, I'll tell you what Rav means. Bishishiver delisnahu, which means what?
He broke that which wasn't
his. No, right, what?
He broke that which was not his?
No, what's delisnahu you mean?
Isn't
it? What?
Isn't that not?
That shiver means that I don't have, what do I not have in front of me anymore? The kli. Right, so shiver, where I don't have the cleaning in front of me, I'm putter, right? Aval nato lo, right? But by nato lo, Rashi, mistavra.
Yeah, mistavra milsa the rab. The putter which is shiver ben achshav ben laachers man.
So when Rav says your putter, right, b'shishavar, when you break it, whether it's now or later, right? Doesn't matter if I broke it during the robbery or I broke it later on, right? Because we're not going to find a situation where, there's again, he broke it. There's no tashlumin to speak of, right? Why? Because he was chayv misa, right? At the same time as he took it. Hold on. Aval nato lo mistabra baha milse derav de paterba. Why? Ninu. Veinzechi chayv betashlumin. Right? De pikadon ba'alma ninhu gabe. Right, so you shouldn't be chayiv in tashlumin. What do you call it? In if he took it back home, why? What's Rashi saying? What? That's what you should think. Yeah, but one second. But it's right. But that's that should be the logic, right? But if the guy made a kinyan, what would you say?
It's his.
It's his, right? It should be his. That's a funny idea. Right, but you see, no, but look, so that's what, you know, he's saying that's what Rav should have said. What Rav should have said is that what happens, that there's, I mean, the Gemara is starting to give it away, but what should have happened? That, yeah, the guy maybe is, he should be chayiv when it comes to, I can understand he's patur when it comes to Shiva as a chavis, but to say the guy's not chayiv to return it by Natal, that's crazy. And yet, what did Rav say?
But Rav said that you are
patur. Amar Rav, afilu Natal.
What was that word?
V'ha'al Elohim, meaning like, but you say what? Right, but he's trying to defend Rav now. He's saying you can't leave Rav hanging because Rav's a big guy. So what do you say?
Is he cursing Rav with
Shem Shem? No, that's the Chalila. Right? What? Because Rav said what? Rav said the guy's pater, not chayev. So how do you explain that? So I'm Rav afilu natal. Dahal yeshlo damim. Now again, look at the logic. Dahal yeshlo damim enensu chayev.
Right?
Okay, so in a situation where what? Don't worry so much about the logistics. I just want to get the main point out here. But what's the Gemara saying? You should have done this in preparation. What does that mean? In a case where he's yeshlo damim, what's the case yeshlo damim? Father son, right? So therefore, there was never a chiyuv misa. What? No chazaka, no chiyuv misa. That doesn't exist, right? So what do we say there? The nensu. What does nensu there mean?
Like,
what do you mean by onus? What's the onus here?
Like the barrel broke.
The barrel broke. Okay, it broke. Right, it broke. What do we say in that situation? He's chayev.
Alma.
Right, therefore, what do we see? We see in the case of Yeshlo Damim, he's still chayev to pay back. He's chayev. Why? Alma brushuse kaima. It's kaim in his rishus. Hachanami b'shuse kaima, and therefore you should be chayiv as well, right? Velohi, why? So this is his answer. He says no. He says you don't say that. What's this? What's the status of the guy vis-a-vis the kli when he brings it back into his house? He's like a what? No. A shoal, right? And therefore, what's his responsibility?
Correct.
Okay. So let me make it simple for you guys, even though you should have prepared this, okay? The question like this. The question is, you have a machlokas Rav and Rava, okay? All right. And what it seems like the machlokas is that Rav seems to be saying that what happens when I steal in the Baal Machteras case? What happens? What happens in the Baal Machteras case? And what's my relationship to the Kli? It's a kinyan. I own it, right? And if I own it, guess what? I'm off the hook. Whereas Rava's counter is what?
You're wrong.
What? Well, in other words, yes, and therefore you get the responsibility of it, which is like normal Geneva. But you actually make a Kenyan? No, never make a Kenyan. Right? What? Unless it was, that's separate. Oh, that's true. Okay. But see, but the point though is that, what?
Does Rava not hold that you're trading the risk of your life?
What do you mean? Rava holds your chayev to always pay back. Except at the time when you actually steal it. Why?
Because
there's Misa Tashlumin are converging together. What? Yes, why not? Josh? Right. So, no, but I don't want to start giving universal svara on how the system of Geneva works. Rather, I'd say like this. I'd say that Rav agrees that normally speaking that Geneva, you don't make a kinyan. That's the normal idea in Geneva. But we do have one precedent in Geneva that exists, which I just said a second ago, which is where a kinyan can emerge. And how is that? What allows that to take place? What phenomenon? Right? And so it's overlocked. Yeyush, right? As if the owners give up their rights to the object.
Even if there is yeyush, are you still the parent?
No.
Yeah, no, but this is the place itself.
Right, exactly. But there's a kinyan. It's a kinyan. It's now mine. There's a kinyan. It's mine. That's separate. Yes, but that's a separate thing. It's mine. It's mine.
If let's say it goes up in value, you can keep the
right.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting to Nishtana. See, that's a basic idea. So let me ask you a question. I'm just saying, the reason why I'm medayik this way is I'm just trying to get the flow of the Gemara. Because Rav says, Rav comes in here, and now his principle comes in right after the point the Gemara talks about the chazaka of Kerodev. how you could find the guy's Zero Dave, because what do we say? We say when the guy goes into the house, right, what's he thinking? He's thinking to himself, what? Then I'm going to kill the guy, right? Because that's part of his very mentality is, I'm going to kill the guy, right? So let me ask you a question. Isn't Rav just saying, let's take that to its logical conclusion? If that's really true, then what would you say?
He's Rodev.
We know that already. What else would you say?
All of his items are
ownerless. Why?
Because he's dead.
Exactly. In other words, maybe you could say that, I'm saying, maybe, you hear what I'm saying, Josh, right? Maybe you could say, no, Rob's being very logical. Rob's saying, if you're really going to tell me that there's an idea of a chazaka here, that we're going to predict the future, right? And what's the future telling us? That this guy is going to go in and kill if there is a confrontation, right? He's going to kill the Baal HaBayis, right? Hold on. Why are we saying that? We're saying that because the Baal HaBayis will defend himself, right? So that means if we're willing to play the Rodev card going in this direction, right? Why can't we go from the other way as well? Which is to say, what? It's very possible that we'll die, and therefore, if the Baal HaBayis is dead, what do we say about the property? It's ownerless. It's a yeyush. It's an involuntary. What second? It's an involuntary yeyush. And if it's an involuntary yeyush, what do we say then? He made a kinyan. He made a kinyan. What's that saying? Well, last thing, and that's why I would say, according to him, it is Hilchos Geneva, right? But it's a different type of Geneva. I'm not redefining the entire Tishah Geneva, but it's a different type of Geneva. Well, hold on. To return to who?
The Baal HaBayis.